Gregory Abbott and Shake You Down on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk and he's finally back in my presence in studio from your travels. This week you went to Bilbao in Spain and the Basque Country, but you went not by air, but by sea.
Yes, imagine. I mean, the first direct route, Robbie, from Ireland to Spain with Brittany Ferry's new ship, the Salamanca. Absolutely lovely experience. Drove over, drove back, filled the car with loads of goodies. Lots of goodies. Gorgeous.
They were clinking, these goodies.
Yeah. I went down to Rosslare and we departed at 8 a.m. And it takes about 27 hours. Now, you sail down, of course, to the Irish Sea and then to the Bay of Biscay. Once you're into May, kind of, you know, time of year, like, it can be a little bit choppy in the winter time. But it was so lovely. I mean, you know, the ship itself is powered by liquid nitrogen gas. There's no emissions. It is quiet like a hybrid car. Wow. In 2 years, actually, they have a plan where they'll be plugging it into a charger. I did the whole tour, Robbie, of the engines. See these gas tanks, you know, how it's brought on. But such a clean fuel, carbon footprint light going on.
You get
this.
A cabin with this, do you?
Yeah, no. You can just go as a foot passenger now, which is great. I mean, because they started last year. So you can go as a foot passenger. There's lots of trucks and freight, of course, as well. You can take your car on. Now, lovely to see people with their dogs, you know, loads of kennels. The dogs were almost better behaved than some of the passengers, Robbie, to be honest with you. Beautiful dogs.
And how much is this to do now? How much is the ferry trip?
Now, there's loads of different classes, right? Now, it's from 320 return or something like that. I mean, this wouldn't be something that's going to be like, this isn't a sort of a cheaper than flying option. But what this gives you, like, to drive off the ship, right, and just have your own car and off you go.
What about the accommodation on the boat?
Yeah, so I got a nice cabin on the way over and back, which was lovely. You have two single beds. Great shower, better than some hotels I've stayed in, you know?
Yeah, really, and you get a great sleep on a boat.
You do. The one thing that I really enjoyed, and I'd say to people, great idea to do it. You know, when you go to the airport and you buy yourself a club lounge pass, they have a club lounge on the ship. Now, they have different restaurants, but the club lounge is fabulous because they serve food all day. And then in the evening, you have wines and lovely different rosés and stuff.
So you pay one price and then you can
consume. Yeah, from 45, I think, in high season, it goes up to 60 or something like that.
That's
but there's
good
an
value.
Open-air gym on the ship, like above. You know, you can keep fit and you can do stuff. But the food was gorgeous. And, of course, it's French, Brittany Ferries. You know, they're French and they sail as well to Roscoff and, you know, Cherbourg. But they have this orca where it's, you know, sustaining and preserving marine life. You get to see loads of dolphins and whales. Like, they all love jumping in front of the ship. People that I spoke to saw whales when they were coming over.
So between having your meals, relaxing, sleeping, that sort of eats into the time
it
you're
does.
On the ship.
And you've, like, there's bars, you know, you have entertainment at night time. They do games, they have kids areas. If you go to brittanyferries.ie, I mean, you'll get all the stuff there. So I drove straight to San Sebastian, which I always wanted to do. I'd never been, you know, like the most amount of Michelin star restaurants. I wasn't waiting 3 months, Robbie, for reservations for Michelin star. I wanted to get down with the locals, right?
I'm sure you did.
Pinchos, of course. San Sebastian, famous for what? Pinchos. Now, it means cocktail stick. So basically, they put the olives and the anchovies and tapas, we would call it here, I suppose. But pinchos is what the Basques call it there in the Basque Country. Wonderful
place.
And
how far is that from Bilbao?
So San Sebastian was about an hour and a half driving. And I stayed there in a lovely hotel, which was a cinema-based hotel. Cinema. San Sebastian is famous, of course, from the 1950s for its film festival. And in the hotel we stayed in, there was Alfred Hitchcock and there was, you know, all the famous stars that have stayed there were pictures on the wall. Really nice. Now, San Sebastian, I would go back to. I was doing a quick trip. So I did San Sebastian. Then I went to Rioja, the Rioja Alavesa wine area, the beautiful medieval town of La Guardia, same name as the airport in America. Went to Carlos San Pedro. And then I went to a 7,000-year-old salt manufacturing, open-air Salinas place, where they have natural springs that come from the mountains with salt and they just evaporate off the water. It looks like Roman times, you know. You go back, bucket. I was swinging a big bucket. You take the water out. They smooth it all out, and then in a matter of hours, the water evaporates. But I brought back some of the bags of salt. Such good value. The wine, by the way, Robbie. You know, one of the joys of this trip. The car was full of boxes. Right. I couldn't stop. I was like, €24 for 6 bottles of Alutis, like this beautiful boutique winery we went to, and then of course Bilbao, which was very industrial, always famous for being like a big industrial city. They've changed it completely. Of course, the Guggenheim Museum, which is a work of art in itself. The building is stunning. They have a dog in front of the building called Puppy, which has 38,000 flowers, plants, like stuck into him. And it's like this big dog made of like all these different plants. But the Guggenheim has everything in it, an installation. But it's just the most beautiful building. We stayed in the Domine Hotel, D-O-M-I-N-E, which overlooks the actual Guggenheim. And in Rioja, I stayed in Aguarte, this wine hotel. So you're in a hotel in the middle of the vineyards, and it's all wine, and you get this lovely like 5-course degustation menu kind of thing, you know, tasting, but all so affordable. Just to give you an idea, in Bilbao, the Pinchos, you'll see everywhere, Menú del Día, you'll see €2 a glass of wine and a Pincho. €3 for the good stuff, Robbie, for a glass of wine, a reserva. Like, when I say value for money, you know, it jumps out at you, really, it does. And I mean, I was having all the gorgeous, you know, you have your beautiful, you know, your Spanish omelets, all your different things. But just, I mean, the food was fabulous.
And then you went back to get your boat home.
I'd sail away, no problem. But I can't wait. I'm going to go back and do France now next.
We'll find you sailing around in circles on the Bay of Biscay. Ed Finn, back with Travel Talk next weekend. Great to have you back in.
No problem at all, Robbie. Cheers.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.